on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. Feel free to query, comment, and or criticize. Lots of WhatsApps coming in today, but some very strange questions as well. Somebody be asking me, what is a horse? A horse is a pet. Is a horse? I don't know. And somebody asking me for Kwai Lapis's number, which I don't have. The United States has presented a draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council calling for international aid deliveries and a presidential vote in Venezuela. This has triggered a Russian counterproposal. No date has been set for this suggested vote. President Nicolas Maduro has rejected the idea of U.S. aid to the country, saying it is an attempt for military invasion. So, what is happening in Venezuela? It's certainly becoming very confusing. Online is the Venezuelan ambassador to South Africa, Our Excellency Marini Moreno. Mr. Ambassador, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Hafiz. Thank you for the invitation.
Right, let's try and understand what is happening in Venezuela right now. The Maduro-Guido situation and foreign countries telling Venezuela to have another leader. I'm struggling to understand this. What is going on politically?
Okay. In this moment, Shafiq, in this moment in Venezuela, definitely there is a coup d'etat in development, led by the U.S. government. The U.S. led four charges into Venezuela days, but 2 decades. Since the Commander Chavez became president in 1999. In November last year, John Bolton accused Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua of being part of a troika of tyranny. In September last year also, the New York Times reported the Trump administration conducted secret meetings with rebellious military officers in Venezuela to discuss overthrowing Maduro. In August last year, 4th of August, Maduro survived an assassination attempt when he was attacked by drones. The U.S. and Colombia were involved, and the government of Colombia were involved in the plot. Last year also, President Trump said he could not rule out a quote military option to deal with Venezuela. It's very clear that the United States is not behind the coup d'etat in Venezuela. They are in front of it. They are in the vanguard of the coup d'etat. They are dictating orders, not only to the Venezuelan opposition, but also to the satellite governments in the region. It is seen in Europe and other parts of the world. They are calling the armed forces to make pronunciation against President Maduro. That's what they want, a coup d'etat in Venezuela. They want a war in Venezuela, and it's not going to happen because the people in Venezuela, the majority of the people in Venezuela, support the government of the President Maduro.
I need to ask the question. We're struggling to understand why on earth would the United States want to create chaos in Venezuela? Why would they want to invade Venezuela? What does the United States stand to gain by bringing the military into Venezuela or putting a leader that they like as opposed to one that has been elected by Venezuelans?
The only objective of the United States in Venezuela is our natural resource, our oil. Do you know in Venezuela we have the biggest reserve of the gold of the oil in the world, and also we have the biggest reserve of the gold and many other natural resources. this is the interest of the United States, and they want to put here one puppet, no, to permit them to put the hands in our natural resources. This is the reason for the United States come to Venezuela. They try to justify that in Venezuela we have a humanitarian crisis. It's not true. They try to show to them in the international media that in Venezuela we have a humanitarian crisis and the people do not support the President Maduro. This is not true. Unfortunately, I don't know, the International Media Corporation, they are part, I think so, they are part of this coup d'etat in Venezuela. In this moment, we have one international media coup d'etat.
Right, no? Yeah. This is a matter of interest. What is the state of the economy in Venezuela right now? You say there's no humanitarian crisis, but we are seeing stories that inflation is very, very high in Venezuela right now, and it is difficult for poor people to buy food. Your comment on that?
Yes, no, it's true. We have one economic crisis in Venezuela. We have one strong economic crisis in Venezuela from 4 years ago. Did you know the government of the United States imposed one economic blockade, a strong economic blockade, and a lot of economic sanctions and financial blockade that we can't buy food, medicine, and other issues outside of Venezuela. This is the reason for that we have a economic problem in Venezuela. It's true that we have economic problem, but the reason is the strong economic blockade and the economic and financial sanctions that we have. No, because they try to asphyxiate our economy. No, after that they come like Captain America to save the people. No, that they are currently do in all the countries when they go to help with humanitarian help.
Now, if we look at the whole situation in Venezuela right now, you said yes, there is an economic crisis, but how does one solve it? Because yes, Venezuela has a lot of oil, but it's not what they call sweet crude. That the Venezuelan oil needs to have a very good oil price to be profitable. So what is the way forward for Venezuela economically?
Yes, we don't want to request help of any country of any potency. We only want to they lift the sanction. If they lift the blockade, our economy will be
prosperous.
Yes. It's possible. But we only want to they lift the blockade. If they lift the blockade, if they lift the sanction, we will be fine. We will be fine because we can resolve our own problem. We can do that. But with this blockade, with all the sanctions that we have, it's very difficult, not for us, to resolve our problem. And now, you know, two weeks ago, they practically blockade our one of the main companies in the United States, Citgo, no, for more than $20,000 million, and we have and also the UK government blockade $1.2 billion in gold, and we have more than $1.6 billion of dollars in some banks in Europe. Why? If they leave the blockade, if they leave the sanction, we will be fine. We will be fine because we don't need humanitarian help. Like I told you, we can produce, but this is the situation. The blockade that we have is a similar blockade that they impose to our sister country Cuba. They talk, and all the media talk about the humanitarian crisis, but not No, talk about the origin of this economic problem that we have currently in Venezuela.
As a matter of interest, what countries are for Venezuela to allow President Nicolas Maduro to go on, as opposed to President Donald Trump and the United Kingdom, Britain, and several European countries that seem to want a leadership change? So who's for Venezuela in the international arena, and who is against?
Yes, no, the majority of the countries in the world support Venezuela. In this moment, only the Lima Group, the government of the United States, and the satellite government in Latin America, they call the Lima Group, and some countries in Europe support them. But we have the majority of the support around the world. All our friends, countries, we have the support of China, we have the support of Russia, Turkey, Iran, the Caribbean. We have the support of the Caribbean, and the majority of the countries around the world support the Bolivarian Revolution. No, because the opposition in Venezuela, unfortunately, they are a puppet for the government of the United States. The United States, they are the bosses of the opposition in Venezuela. They tell them what to do. Nothing that the opposition does is without the permission of authorization of the State Department. At least they there in the United States. And they confess this. They say, we have to make consultation with the embassy. We have to make consultation with the Department of the State. It happened. I mean, they are not free. They are not independent. They are a puppet of the government of the United States. Unfortunately, some countries in Latin America, our neighbors, Colombia, Brazil, and others, support this policy of the United States. But I think they are not aware of the consequences of this situation, because this situation will affect all the region, because in Latin America we have unfortunately this moment different governments, but the people, we are the same. And the majority of the people in Latin America, in all the countries in Latin America and Colombia, no accept the policy that this government implements in this moment against Venezuela.
As a matter of interest, is Venezuela what you would describe as a socialist country, as opposed to being a capitalist country? It's very crude terms, I know. But how would you define Venezuela if I were to ask socialist or capitalist? What would your answer be?
Yes, we are on the way on the socialism.
Right.
Our government implements socialist programs. I don't know, you know, the government of Venezuela, we have a lot of social programs to protect our people, especially the poor people. In Venezuela, in this moment, despite all the sanctions and economic problems that we have, the budget of the 74 of our budget go to social programs, to support the social program in Venezuela. It's very important that you and the people in South Africa and the world know about our social program in Venezuela. The government protects the people. In Venezuela, the education is totally free, from preschool and the university. In Venezuela, the health is free. In Venezuela, we create one program of housing to help and to protect the families. In the last 5 years, the government built more than 2.5 million of houses. In Venezuela, last year, the 100% of the people in age of retirement have a pension. And also the unemployment in Venezuela is less than 6%. Because the government implement a lot of programs to help and to support the youth people and the single mother, to our elder people, to our people with disabilities. No, it's important that you know about this, about the social program that government implements in our country, because we you never will see these news in the International Medical Corporation. No,
yes.
This is a proof that the socialist that we are on the way to the socialism.
Okay, no problem. Now, just a final question in terms of Nicolas Maduro being president. My understanding is that according to the Constitution of Venezuela, if a president passes on or dies, like Mr. Hugo Chavez does, that the vice president becomes president and then calls for an election. And then this happened. Mr. Maduro stepped in when Mr. Chavez passed on. He stepped in as president, and then an election was called. Is this the process that Venezuela underwent, number one?
Yes. Nicolás Maduro, no, was elected to second term last year on 20 May, no? 20 May of last year. In an early election, as per the request of the Venezuelan opposition during the dialogue process held in Dominican Republic between December 2017 and February 2018, Maduro triumphed in a free, fair, and competitive election. He competed against three opposition candidates with more than 6 million voters, according to electoral results certified by more than 200 international observers. In accordance with the provision of our constitution, Maduro took office the last 10 January 2019 as the constitutional president for the period 2019-2015. It's important, you know, these attacks against not only Maduro and Chavez, you know, this attack, we have more than 20 years receiving attacks from the government of the United States only because we decide to be free, we decide not follow the political of the United States, but we decide, we tell them we are not the bajar of the United States. You understand me? Sorry, my English is a little bit bad, but hope you understand.
Yes, we do understand.
It's
yes.
Very important. It's very important now that the world now, because the media and corporation don't say that Venezuela is at peace, that the majority of Venezuelans support President Nicolás Maduro. This is that the streets in all the countries, provinces, have been flooded with people supporting President Maduro and rejecting any military intervention by the United States and its allies. This is important. We have only one president, and the president is Nicolás Maduro. He was elected on 20 of May 2018 with 67% of the vote.
Right. Ambassador, unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Marian Marina, Venezuelan ambassador to South Africa. As South Africans, we can only wish the people of Venezuela everything of the best. And, of course, we wish everybody in Venezuela prosperity and peace. Thank you for chatting to us on Voice of the Cape.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rafi.
Drive Time 91.3.